CliffCentral.com. All right, Sia. This is the part of the show where, well, down to you. What's going on?
And I say something because it is said by Sia. Yes, thank you, Ben. Well, today, you know, I was thinking it's spring, folks, and people are going to do some spring cleaning. And let's take it from the literal sense to our lives as well. How about we spring clean our lives and get rid of some people? Because let's face it, some people are just downright toxic for us. You know, there was a psychologist who once explained toxic people in your lives are like drinking a sugary cold drink. You know, at first, it tastes great and it doesn't do immediate harm. But if you keep on taking that same cold drink and over again, they eventually become so bad for you. So here's a list of some toxic people that you need to get rid of in your life right this moment. Because as well we know, you are basically the composition of the five closest people that you keep around you, right? So yeah. Let's go through this list. So number one. They say that you should get rid of the gossiper in your life now.
Oh, no.
Oh, I fall victim to this as well.
But they always have the juice.
That's the thing. That's how they get you into their little web, which was a running theme in the show this morning, my valley. The gossiper makes you feel like they're actually bringing you into their circle because they're like, have you heard? And they bring you in and you want to be filled up and you want to know the juice as well. But this is what I've learned about gossipers in my short life thus far, party people. If someone has the audacity to actually gossip to you about someone else, there is hardly anything stopping them from going out to someone else and gossiping about you. So just remember that the next time you are somewhere in the office corner and someone has you locked in about some juicy gossip, I say get rid of them right now. The second one is a manipulator. Oh,
yeah, no, that one can go.
Oh, like the sad thing is we realize there's a manipulator in our lives far too late. So when the manipulator is the one who basically knows what they want and they'll use anything, including you, to get what they want. They make it seem like they care. Meanwhile, they really couldn't care less about your thoughts or your feelings. And the only way I think you're able to truly identify the manipulator in your life is when you realize that the more time you spend with them is the more time you lose control of what you actually want to do or what you think or what your opinion is on anything, simply because they're now twisting your arm or the way you are for their own destiny. So, I know, sticking around with this type of person, no bueno, not good at all. Third one, you might think this is tough love, but this is also no good. It's the judge. The judge just always has something to say. Whatever you do at the end of the day,
put you down.
Oh yeah, there'll be some sort of criticism. There'll just always be this draining source in your life. They're never empathetic. They never try to, you know, when you come to the judge with a problem, they never try to put themselves in your shoes. Like, okay, maybe I see it from your point of view. It's always, how could you let that happen? Like, why would you be so stupid? I told you, in any case, this person was never good for you. So this person, also not good for you. Let's do some spring cleaning. Fourth one, the exaggerator. Whenever you have like a little molehill of a problem, they always make it this massive, massive mountain. And regardless of what you're going through, you know, if you really are in the trenches of trouble, you just need someone to fully support you. Sometimes you really don't need this person who's going to say, oh my goodness, someone peed on your head, that means it's raining. No, it's just pee on your head, bro. That's a Judge Judy quote. Just use that.
Wow, see, I'm picking up a lot of you in this.
Just, you know, take a bit of that. The exaggerator. An issue doesn't need to feel like it's the end of the world. And this is not a person who has your back. So don't ever have someone like that as well. And then lastly, which is something I touched on just yesterday, is the emotional expresser who's always talking about their feelings, who in a situation will talk about how they feel. And oh my goodness, well, I need to digest this, even if you're in the throes of trouble. Listen. Five toxic people you need to get rid of in your life right now. Because remember, at the end of the day, you are really like the company you keep. And if these are some of the people that you keep around you, no bueno, señor. Kick them out.
Now, it becomes very interesting when you try and decipher which one of the five you fall into. you yourself.
Yeah.
How many, Sia? Give us a number.
No, do you know what? Because not because I'm perfect, but because I'm aware of what it means to be a friend in some cases. When really, like, a friend comes to you with a relationship issue, sometimes your initial reaction is just to be like, but I told you he was no good for you, girl. But you go, listen, it's not about me. They came to me because they trusted me, you know, and they just need support right now. So let me flip this around and really focus on them and what would be the best thing for them in this case. And it's just to be a supportive friend. So, yeah.
Wow, you have grown on this show. Really, you have.
Let's listen to Sit by Sea in like 3 years' time, and hopefully we'll all be more enlightened humans by then. CliffCentral.com